Let's talk a little high school football this morning. You want to?
Yeah.
So talk to the man. 24 teams in 24 days. And Sean Witten of Elizabethan on the Safeway Pest Control of Johnson City, 24 teams in 24 days, joins us. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate you being with us, Coach. We talked yesterday to Stacy over at Science Hill. As tonight, Science Hill and Elizabethan go at it. You know, it doesn't matter about classifications, does it? I know you two really enjoy playing each other, and it seems to be a lot of mutual respect there between you two as well.
Well, it doesn't. I think Stacy figured out real quick, you know, when he got to Science Hill, what kind of rivalry this game was. But, you know, what a way to open your season for us. You know, a new stadium, you know, first time playing Science Hill in this stadium. And, you know, just a way to kick off your season. We've had all summer long to prepare for Johnson City, and, you know, they've had all summer to prepare for us. And, you know, it's a great measuring stick to see where you're at right off the bat. And, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we're a single-A team playing, you know, Johnson City or where this game was played. It's just awesome to start the season off. And if you're a fan for East Tennessee football, and there's been a lot of great teams and a lot of great coaches, but what a great rivalry and what a great night for high school football.
And both of you, and I talked to Stacy about this yesterday, had an extra week. Obviously, your opponent didn't play last week. Were you just, is it really ready? It's time to play, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I got out there on Tuesday practice after our JV team played on Monday and just was wanting to move the game up to Tuesday night.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. You know, we practiced 7 weeks, you know, and, you know, anytime you got a good program, you know, your kids are dedicated. They've been here all summer. They've been working. And, you know, we've had enough preseason scrimmages. We've had enough practice time. It's time to strap on and get ready to go.
Sean, how you doing? This is Kenny. You know, you mentioned about you've had enough preseason scrimmages. It's funny because, you know, we talked to Stacy a couple of days ago, and they said they only had one scrimmage.
For Stacy and them, it's tough. You know, the TSSAA, the rescheduling and the reclassifications, you know, really put those big schools in a bind. You know, finding teams to play on your schedule is one thing. Finding teams to scrimmage is kind of a nightmare. I mean, a year ago, they went to Lenore City and scrimmaged Catholic. Those two teams were supposed to return the favor this year. They canceled on them. They, you know, they had a scrimmage against Cherokee that was, you know, called short because of lightning. You know, it's tough. You know, we've been in their shoes. I think in a couple of weeks, they go over to Irwin, North Carolina to play, you know, a game. Just so it's tough for those schools. You know, you kind of feel for them. It's not fair to the kids. You know, it's really not. And, you know, but, you know, and I'm sure Stacy's talked to his team about that. They got enough good players, you know, and they got enough guys that they can pretty much enter squad every day. You know, they got enough good players to go against best. But, you know, Stacy's an elite coach. I'm sure he's going to have his guys ready to play. Science Hill's elite program, you know, averaged nine and a half wins over the last couple of years, coming off a great season a year ago, coming off some guys that have really been in some elite players in the last couple of years in East Tennessee. You know, Malik Magoo and Justin Bedard are been the highest of the highest players. Elijah Mathis was an unbelievable football player a year ago, and I'm sure they're going to have some more tonight as we take the field.
Hey, Coach, let's talk about your team. Let's start on offense. Let's start under center, your quarterback position. You have mentioned that you might have the tallest quarterback that's ever played the position at 6'3". Have you decided on the two, or will both see action tonight?
Yeah, they'll both see some action tonight. You know, Carter's going to take most of the snaps underneath the center. You know, Corey's a guy that just plays a number of positions. He's kind of like the Malik Magoo. He's going to play anywhere we need him. He plays a lot of defense. He's a punter. He's a kick returner. He's a punt returner. So he's a little bit of a mini version of myself, you know, several years ago. But, you know, Corey's just a guy that, you know, wherever we need him, he's going to play. And I think that his attitude and his mindset, you know, he just understands the game so much, you know. And wherever Corey is, he's a guy that we got to get the football. But Carter is a different kid, you know. You know, I don't think in Elizabethan's history we've ever had a kid that's been over a quarterback that's been over, you know, 6'3", you know, with Carter's statue and his status. You know, we've had to really do a lot of, you know, we've had a lot of fun time in the offseason. You know, we went to Sevier County and watched some stuff with Deuce Wallace. You know, when he was there a year ago, we went down and watched the kid from CAK. That's probably one of the lead quarterbacks this year. And, you know, anytime you have a kid that's big, you know, it's a different system. It's a different style of football play. you know, when you have a kid like that underneath the center. It's not coaching a 5'11 quarterback. It's not coaching a dual threat quarterback. It's coaching a guy that can really deliver the football and stand in there.
You know, one of the things that Elizabethan has always that this team has always had is a talented running back. I mean, it has kind of been the running back high school over a number of years. Who do you have in the backfield?
It shows my age now because I got the last of the Turner brothers. Jacob's going to be a senior this year. You know, all three of the Turner brothers were great for me. Terrence was a small, shifty guy. You know, Jeremiah played a little bit outside linebacker a year ago. He was a lot a linebacker, tailback type kid. But Jacob is probably the biggest of the Turner brothers. He's probably the fastest and the quickest of the Turner brothers. And Jacob has the ability to really make people miss. He's really worked hard for his senior year. He's a three-year starter on the safety position as well. He's been around our program for several years. I feel like he's just kind of been, he's been a water boy when Terrence played for me. And, you know, if there's a guy on this football team that knows me the best, and that's Jacob. You know, he's just been around here when he was in the fifth and sixth and seventh grade, and he's ready to take on the load. He's ready for his senior year, and we like the way that he's really performed up to this point.
Defensively, let's talk about what you have up front and also in the defensive backfield. What will carry the team? Will it be the offense? Will it be the defense? Or are you hoping that it's balanced?
Well, we're hoping that we're back to the level of defense that we want to play. You know, we had a lot of newcomers on defense a year ago. We return everybody pretty much in the front seven. We didn't lose a defensive lineman. You know, our bigs up front is probably the biggest defensive line we've had since I've been here, probably maybe in the history of Lisbon High School. I mean, we're pretty big up front, and all anchors with Johnny Ray will be inside at 6'4", 310. Cameron Coleman, defensive end, it's 6'3", 280 on the edge. We got Alex Norwood, who's a hybrid outside linebacker, defensive end. At 6'4", he's long, he's athletic, he's a basketball kid, he's very versatile. He's probably our best pass rusher. We got Joseph Collins that anchors a defensive tackle and defensive end. He's a little bit of a shiftier guy. He's smaller, quicker. Those four guys really going to anchor our defense. We feel that we have a strong defense. We feel that we should be able to do a pretty good job of stopping the run. And then it's going to force a lot of pressure on our second-level people. And that's where I think our defense has really improved and is from the back end. A lot of people argue that, you know, you stuck the defense up front. But I think that, you know, the more you can cover and the better cover people you have, the better you're going to be on the back end. I mentioned Jacob Turner, three-year starter at safety. Connor Johnson's at safety. Corey Russell's at safety. But I think two guys' names are going to be valuable for our team is Jordan Simmerly and Bailey Gwynn at corner. The two guys are seniors. You know, Bailey Gwynn started a year ago. Jordan's going to get his first start tonight at the corner positions. But the better cover people you have at corner, the better opportunity you have to free up a lot of things. And those two guys have a lot of pressure on them tonight, especially when you play a team like Science Hill, because they have so many weapons. You can't cover them all. You can't help them all. You can't double-team them all. And, you know, those two guys are really going to have the work cut out for them tonight.
Sean Witten, head coach Elizabethan, Safeway Pest Control of Johnson City, 24 teams in 24 days. Coach, tell me about your coaching staff this year. Everybody pretty much intact from last year?
Well, we've got a great coaching staff. We feel that I'm extremely fortunate the people we have, the community we have, the tradition that's been established here at Lisbon High School, the ability to have a number of coaches. We're probably the largest staff amongst the 3A school besides probably an Alcoa. We've got a lot of continuity. You know, Stan Ogg's been around this area for a long time, 25, 30-plus years being a defense coordinator. He's done a great job with our teams and our schemes and the kids that we come to our program. Jeff Pierce is kind of my right-hand man. He does the offensive line. He's an offensive lineman for sure. You know, he fits right in with those guys, and, you know, that's why we've been really successful the last couple of years, just being able to run the football and having some really fortunate to have some big linemen. But we're fortunate. We got a lot. We got Travis Williams coach our defense line. Brian Jenkins does the receivers. You know, Terry Moore does the running backs. You know, you can all go on down the line. You know, we're fortunate here. We have a great coaching staff, and you know, we got a great boosters club, and you know, we're great. Got a lot of great support.
Hey, Coach, we know that these two schools are basically 15 minutes apart, and it is a rivalry, and it's one of the biggest ones up here.
Sure.
But we're also have to look at the numbers. Science Hill has won 13 of the last 15 in this series. I know it's not hard to get the guys up because the two schools are so close. But sometimes is it a little difficult when you consider the numbers over the past 10, 15 years?
Well, you know, what makes a rivalry is when, you know, both teams are kind of equal. You know, I think over, you know, this throughout this history of this rivalry early on, you know, the games would go back and forth, you know. And, you know, back when there was the old Big Ten, you know, when you had Kingsport and John City and everybody in the same league, you know, it was very competitive. But back then the numbers have changed, the enrollments changed. You know, now with Science Hill being, you know, over 2,000 students and, you know, just such a big drop-off amongst the other teams. But, you know, we've had our fair share of chances over the last couple of years, you know. You know, our last win was 2009. But I think it's more about the way that we play this game. I think it's more about the way that both teams go out there. And you wouldn't know the size of the schools. You wouldn't know the numbers on the teams. You know, you wouldn't know what, you know, which school is the bigger school. I think when you look at both teams, I don't know if their line being a 6A team is any bigger than our line. It would be a 3A team. So I think the biggest difference over the last several years has been their talent. Has been their skill players. I think it's been the emergence of Stacey Carter over there. I think that, you know, Science Hill's always had the talent. But I think that where the thing has changed over the last several years is their physicality up front. He's really gotten them better in the weight room. He's really gotten them stronger. You know, you got a number of guys that you should be able to play one way over there at Science Hill to keep you fresh. And I think the last thing is just the depth. You know, you try to play with them for, you know, in the entire game, but the fourth quarter becomes tough because, you know, sometimes for us, we just kind of run out of gas, you know, and it'll run out of time, and they just kind of wear you out with their depth. So we understand the challenges at hand, but I'm going to tell you what, Kenny and Bobby, we've come pretty close over the last 15 years. You know, only one time in the last couple of years the point's been more than 21. Last year we lost by 7. 3 years ago we lost on the one-yard line. They stuffed Ethan Thomas on the one-yard line. So it's just a great game. It's going to be a great environment. It's great for both communities. And I'll tell you what, Kenny, more than anything else, it's great for this area of high school football.
And that's the reason I think this game will continue to be played even after reclassification next year, which brings me to that topic.
No doubt. And I hope that we continue to open up with them every year. I think it's exciting, you know, makes both communities are really excited. Both sure. schools are really excited. And I hope we can continue to open up with each other every year.
Well, I mean, I know we're looking at next year on that. Any idea on what might happen to Elizabeth?
It's a lot still up in the air. I mean, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, they got to do something about scheduling.
Sure.
It's been a nightmare for a lot of teams. I mean, if you can't find teams to scrimmage you, how are you going to find teams to play you? And I think that's unfortunate for a lot of people. And, you know, we've been in that situation several years ago. We went over to Asheville and Tuscola and we played Watauga. And, you know, we went all the way down to play CAK a couple times. So I think it's really unfortunate for those teams to have to do that.
Yeah. Coach, nothing like opening night, is there?
No, there isn't. I tell you, you know, I'm starting my 10th season here at Lisbon High School. You know, when I first started, I was 27 years old, you know, and it's just gone by so fast, having so much fun. But it's really, when you got a great bunch of kids that come to work every day, come to practice, they come to do what you need them to do. You know, we're fortunate at Lisbon High School. We got a long tradition. You know, it's a kind of a family environment over here at Lisbon, and, you know, with your granddad coaching here for, you know, as long as he did, and, you know, us going to school here. So there's a lot of pride. There's a lot of, you know, so carrying on the tradition and, you know, trying to do the best we can.
Yeah. Yo, Granddad, hi. We appreciate your time this morning so much, Coach.
I appreciate all you guys do. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Sean Witten, head coach, Elizabeth, and Safeway Pest Control of Johnson City, 24 teams in 24 days. That does it.
It was it.
Puts the wraps on 24 teams in 24 days.
Wow.
We got it in right before kickoff. How about that?
Oh, man. Sure.
By the way, we will have this one loaded up, and the other 23 are up there on our website, 640WXSM.com. You want to check those out at your leisure and listen to your favorite coach, you can do that on our website under the 24 teams in 24 days link.